This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled From His Side, Recovering the Meaning Behind Eve's Origin. For centuries, the church has taught that Eve was created from one of Adam's ribs. But a closer look at the original languages tells a deeper and more powerful story, one rooted in unity, covenant, and sacred design. This paper argues that the Hebrew word oithmikron and the Greek plura, traditionally translated as rib, actually means side, and that this shift in translation recovers profound theological meaning. I demonstrate that oithmikron never clearly refers to a rib in the Old Testament. Instead, it refers to the side of objects like the ark, the temple, or a hill, always structural and sacred. The Septuagint confirms this spatial reading, and the New Testament echoes it when Jesus' side, not his rib, is pierced in John 19 verse 34, releasing blood and water, symbols of new life and covenant. But this isn't just a word study, it's a theological recovery. By forming Eve from Adam's side, God was illustrating mutuality, partnership, and shared essence. Eve was not made from the dust, like Adam, but from within him, highlighting unity in nature and complementarity in role. The deep sleep God caused, Tardima, wasn't mere anesthesia. It mirrors covenantal moments in Scripture, like God's covenant with Abram in Genesis 15. Paper also explores how the architecture of the tabernacle and temple, built with oithmikron-style chambers, adds a typological layer, suggesting that Eve's creation mirrors the construction of sacred space. And in a typological link to the New Testament, just as the church is born from Christ's pierced side, Eve is brought forth from Adam's side, the first bride foreshadowing the bride of Christ. Finally, I integrate modern genetics. Adam, with an XY chromosome pair, possessed all the genetic material needed to form a female. Scientific advances now show how female reproductive cells could be generated from male genetic material through chromosomal duplication. While the Genesis account is theological, it's also biologically plausible, especially in a pre-fall world unmarred by mutation. If you've ever been told that woman came from a rib, or worse, that this implies inferiority, this paper offers a richer, truer picture. Eve came from Adam's side, not his head to rule over him, nor his feet to be ruled, but from his side to walk with him as his equal, his counterpart, his covenantal partner. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!